This is an ABC podcast.
Now, many people may have grown up in families where the practical application and pleasure of spinning wool or yarn was very much a part of the fabric of the household. But very few would be aware of the intricacies of hand spinning cotton. And it seems the growing trend of consumers seeking more information about the food they eat applies also to the fibre they wear, how it's produced and how it's processed. As Charlie McKillop found out, hand spinning cotton is far from a dying art.
Totally processed. Yeah, so that's how I prepare from the cotton bowl to spin from the seed. So I can do it on a spindle like that. Here's one already I prepared earlier. So I just hook that back up there and get a leader yarn, and I'm going to hold the seed really gently and then just draw it. There's a little bit of feel there.
It's a strong thread, isn't
it? Yeah, it's amazing how much from one seed from a cotton bowl, how much yarn you get.
Certainly not a lost art, which is absolutely wonderful to see.
Like those twist tops that you had when you were a kid.
Yeah, big spinning tops.
Spinning tops, that's the word. But a smaller version.
Did you do any spinning yarn when you were a kid?
I did when I was at high school, and also when I was a fashion student, I had the spinning wheel, but we were predominantly using wool. Yes, I've never spun cotton, so this is lovely. It was nice to see the craft still here.
Why? What do you think is important about it?
I think it's very therapeutic. I think it's very important for everyone to keep in contact with or be aware of where our cotton comes from. I think that's very important. I think we take a lot of things for granted. A lot of work is done in just making a thread.
Yeah, the thread has to go up. The spinning is going to happen between the hook and your fingers. Even just hold that yarn without the cotton first. Put your cotton down.
She makes it sound so simple.
Absolutely not. Yes, I'm Elizabeth Woods from Spinners Cotton, and I'm here to demonstrate how hand spinners spin cotton and to promote hand spinning of cotton in Australia. We've got a wonderful tradition of spinning merino and other wool products and alpaca, but not many people are confident and experienced in spinning cotton.
Why has it captured the imagination of people?
I think it's because it's something people don't see very often, and also people connect it back to maybe their mum spun, or someone used to spin on a spinning wheel, or they might have done some spinning themselves. They might be knitters. The gear is really interesting. It's, the engineering of it, the craftsmanship of it. A few people look at my spinning wheel and say, wow, I want one of those.
There's a lot of nostalgia attached to what you're saying. And for me, just looking at you spinning reminds me of my grandma on the pedal pusher sewing machine. Do you find a sense of irony in the fact that you're situated here at the conference, surrounded by data technology, robots, technology, the future of the cotton industry, and yet you've captured the interest of so many with the past?
Well, I think I'm part of the future as well. For example, the products that I'm spinning from are products that we haven't had available in Australia before. We haven't had access to Australian cotton. Cotton that's been grown and milled here in Australia, and that's what I'm about, is promoting Australian cotton to that niche market who just are passionate about fibre and passionate about natural fibres, and they're passionate about Australian fibre. I'm not the mainstream, but I still think our traditional crafts are really important to know where we came from and to continue to develop that into the future.
Why is it such a scarce commodity, 100% Australian grown and milled cotton?
Because we have lost our last cotton mill in Australia. So to have Australian cotton to work with as a fibre now, it has to go overseas and then be re-imported back into Australia and prepared mainly for commercial mills. And it's over-processed. The origins of it are often not known by the people that are buying it.
And apparently, speaking to some of the high-end fashion houses today and the industry itself, it's what consumers want too.
I think so. A lot of people want to know things are still made here. It won't be everything, but we need some of it to be made here in Australia. Supporting our local community, our cotton growers, and all the other people that are in between growing the cotton and getting that cotton bowl and then processing it and spinning yarn, weaving it or knitting it, and then making a final garment. I think there has to be a market for those things.
Now I'm interrupting your work. Do you mind if I talk to you while you spin?
It's fine. This is a chaka, which is a portable Indian spinning device. It came out of India. It was developed during the years of Gandhi to try and increase the production of cotton spinning in India by Indians when they're under British rule. So it's kind of a tool of the revolution in India, and was a big part of them gaining their independence, and is proudly recognised on the Indian flag in the form of a wheel because of its importance. I just use the prepared cotton sliver that I have and then just sit and spin them. It's just a really great way to relax in the evening and make yarn.
Liz, when you described yourself as part of the future, is there still a place for this kind of basic technology, or is milling now, is this going to be a part of a bygone era? Is this going to be for historical purposes only?
Oh, I think it's a hobby. It's not about production. It's about getting the pleasure from making something yourself. There's nothing like making something to learn to understand it much better. I've learned so much about cotton and how it behaves, what I need from the fibre. It's about the journey more than the end product, but the end product is important as well. The journey is a long one. It takes a long time to spin enough cotton to, say, knit a top or a jumper. But, you know, that I'm prepared to put in what it takes. And I think, you know, that people that do this kind of craft don't mind the time it takes. It's the pleasure they get from handcrafting and creating something themselves, and having the freedom to create it the way they want to. And there's a lot of people who are looking towards craft, and a lot of young people are starting to want to spin and knit again. In the 70s, there was a big revival and trying to get back the knowledge that we were losing through industrialization. And I think there's a little bit of a renaissance going on.